Now, children, I am going to give you a brief history of our most popular national song, the Star-Spangled Banner. Although the Congress of the United States has never formally adopted it as the official national anthem, it is recognized as such by both our Army and Navy, and is played on all state occasions, both at home and in foreign lands. The author, Francis Scott Key, was born in Maryland, 1780, and died in Baltimore, 1843. His poem was first given to the public in handbill form, very likely on the morning of September the 15th, 1814, immediately after the successful defense of Fort McHenry. The first newspaper to publish it was the Baltimore Patriot on September the 20th, 1814. I will read to you its account of the circumstances under which the poem was composed. A gentleman had left Baltimore in a flag of truce for the purpose of getting released from the British fleet a friend of his who had been captured at Marlborough. He went as far as the mouth of the Patuxent and was not permitted to return, lest the intended attack on Baltimore should be disclosed. He was therefore brought up the bay to the mouth of the Patapsco, where the flag vessel was kept under the guns of a frigate, and he was compelled to witness the bombardment of Fort McHenry, which the admiral had boasted that he would carry in a few hours, and the city must fall. He watched the flag of the fort through the whole day with an anxiety that can be better felt than described, until the night prevented him from seeing it. In the night he watched the bombshells, and at early dawn his eye was again greeted by the proudly waving flag of his country. The Star-Spangled Banner is sung to an old tune of disputed origin entitled To Anacreon in Heaven. As Americans, we would like to claim both the music and the words, but if we are not permitted to do so, we can say with the writer of an official report on the subject, we took the air and we kept it. Transplanted to American soil, it thrives. As the air of To Anacreon in Heaven, it is obsolete and extinct. But as the air of the Star-Spangled Banner, it stirs the blood of every American, regardless of his origin, or the origin of the air. I will now ask the children to sing the first stanza.